We come today to express our boundless gratitude to our fallen comrades.
Pensacola Police Chief David Alexander addressed a solemn crowd of city and county officials, police officers, and their families and friends during the annual law enforcement memorial ceremony outside Pensacola Police Headquarters. The sunny morning was filled with military pomp and ceremony as the department paid their respects to the officers who were killed in the line of duty.
Your being here today not only acknowledges those who have fallen, but it also supports the men and women who have made the noble choice to guard this great community.
On this solemn day of remembrance, we gather to honor those that we have lost, and we give thanks for the 19 years since we last lost one of Pensacola's finest.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward spoke to the crowd about his respect for the officers on the force.
The nearly 200-year history of the Pensacola Police Department is rich with stories going above and beyond to protect and serve our great city. It is comforting to know that our community can work hand in hand with one of the finest departments in the state and keep our city safe every single day. As mayor, I am continually moved by the commitment and dedication of our police officers and the sacrifices they and their families make every single day.
J.W.R. Gordon, end of watch, September 22nd, 1889.
As officers stood at attention, Detective Jeff Brown, the president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge No. 71, read the roll call of heroes to the silent crowd, followed by a 21-gun salute by the Pensacola Police Honor Guard.
Glenn Rowe Allstraw, end of watch, February 26, 1997.
After the ceremony, Chief Alexander talked about the importance of remembering officers who lost their lives in the line.
I believe this is a great opportunity for us, even as we acknowledge those who have lost their lives in service of others, that we can bring it, make it a community uniting thing that bring us all together. Because if there's ever a time in history that we're facing some perilous times, it's time is now. It's no sacred places. Everybody's got to work together. And certainly the police department, not just here but all over the country, need the support of our community.
Although he has attended many of these ceremonies over the years, this was David Alexander's first as Chief of Police of Pensacola. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.